I mean, we're practicing it. Whatever we practice in, sure, at some point we'll play in it. So, practicing everything this year, hot, cold, windy, still, day, night, rain, whatever it is, it is. It's one thing to be able to read and recognize those plays, and that's part of it. But the other part of it is playing with the guys around you. And when plays like that on play action happen, again, depending on what the call is and what you're in, how you're playing it, you know, a lot of times there's a, you know, passing back of receivers, or you're taking one guy, I'm taking the other guy, you know, type of thing, that as the play unfolds, that's the way you want to do it. So it's not just them seeing it themselves, but it's the other guys seeing it the same way and being able to have that communication, not verbal communication, just visual communication that, okay, like, here's what happens, this is how we're going to handle it. It's no different than the offensive line handling, you know, pass rush blitzes and stunts where, you know, guys cross that the lineman, you know, you can be doing the right thing, but if you're not all doing it right together, then there's going to be a problem. So it's that visual communication that is so important on handling those type of combination plays. So, and yeah, I think they, but I wouldn't say that they have never been able to read those things. It's not like, you know, Hightower never saw play action passes at Alabama. I'm sure he saw more of them down there than he's seen in this league. But it's the defense, it's the handling of those things with other players and their teammates. No different than it is with, you know, linemen handling multiple, you know, four guys blocking four guys. But, yeah, we got enough to block them, but we've got to be able to see it and handle it properly within those, with those four guys. With them, they play well. When he, I mean, they rotate him out to, in and out of there anyway. So, but, yeah, I mean, he's, look, he's a good player. He certainly, you know, is a guy they like to have on the field. Didn't want to give him a week off. I don't think we'd fight with him.
In what ways have you seen Tim Wright grow and develop the most since he's been here?
Probably just learning our system, which is, you know, been, say that's probably been the biggest thing for him, is just new terminology. Let's say different, you know, he played receiver at Rutgers, he played tight end at Tampa, but I'd say that some of the things they did in the passing game, the type of routes, some of the techniques, some of the adjustments, just are a little bit different. So I'd say that's been probably the most, the biggest thing for him. You know, the safety is an important communication position in any defense, certainly in our defense. So, you know, Devin always does a great job of that, but it's critical every year with, you know, new players, veteran players, doesn't make any difference. It's critical for the communication to start from the inside and work its way out to the perimeter with the safeties and the linebackers. But, you know, Devin does a good job on that. He studies. He's smart. He knows what, you know, what we're facing, how the teams are, you know, what their tendencies are, how the quarterbacks play, and he knows what we're doing. So it's important for him to be able to, you know, use the tools that we have to make the right adjustments or calls or whatever based on, you know, the situation. And he's done a good job of that. And he's a good communicator. He works well with whoever he's had back. You know, he's played with a lot of different guys, and, you know, since he's been here, but he's always communicated well and worked well with those guys.